I was also in a totally different inyan this week in the parsha that I was really thinking about a lot. But through a few interactions this week, I realized that this is a shmooze that needs to be spoken about, a very sadistic shmooze. Now, I know, Noam, you said that every little clip that you've been sent has been shiduchim, shiduchim, shiduchim. I'm not gonna follow in that. I'm definitely not going to send you clips. But it is the parsha of shiduchim. But I'd like to use that as just a catalyst and use that as just a story within the parsha that obviously the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling us something much greater. Rabbeisai, if you open up at Pirkei Avos, there is a startling Mishnah that needs really explanation. Whenever, you know, a guest speaker comes in to speak about something in a new community, so I'll try to find some sort of complimentary remarks about the community, about the people who invited him, about the Rav, whoever it is, you know, just try to get an icebreaker, you know, just to introduce. And that's part of his prep. That's part of what he needs to do in order to, you know, warm up to the crowd. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos in the second parak, Hamisha Talmidim Hayu L'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. There were five illustrious Talmidim of the Heilige Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Lozer Ben Hurkanes, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nisano, Rabbi Lozer Ben Aroch. Hu Haya Moina Shvachon. And he would speak their praise. Rabbi Lozer Ben Hurkanes, what was the praise of Rabbi Lozer Ben Hurkanes? Bor Sid She'en Ma'abit Tipa. Wow, that guy did not forget a chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. It was like absorption into the walls of that pit. Every piece of Torah that he learned. I'm skipping the next one, and you'll see in a second why. Rabbi Yossi Chosid, Rabbi Shimon ben Asal Yarechet, Rabbi Lozer ben Aroch, Mayin Hamizgaber. All ideas that you've heard of and phrases that you've heard at the beginning of these speeches about how lucky you are to have such a Rebbe, such a Talmud Chacham, such a Mashpia, such a Mashgiach, such a whatever, influencer, such a parent. All these descriptions that are found in the Mishnah. But I want you to imagine for a second one of those speakers walking in and say, wow, the second Talmud, Rebbe Yoshua, you know what I have to say about him? Ashrei Yeladto. He's got a great mother. It's a bizarre Torah. What's Pshat in the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos? You all seen this? You all davened this up before Mincha and Pirkei Avos in the summer months? What's Pshat in this Mishnah? Rabbi Loza ben Orkanis, Bor Sid, Gevaldik, Rabbi Yossi is a Chosid, Rabbi Shmuel ben Asana, Yorechet. Put it on my resume. Can you imagine one of you guys putting on your shidduch resumes? I'm sorry. Putting on your shidduch resumes. I have a great mother. I mean, you guys are laughing. I'm laughing too. It's funny, this Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ashrei Yeladato. It's like, you know, those awkward, you're like, ask me about a guy. Please don't ask me about this guy. What am I going to say about this guy already? Like, how? I see the Chofetz Chaim standing me in the face and knowing that I really have to watch what I say because, you know, I don't hold of this heter of Toyelis, so therefore I could destroy a person's life. You know, like, everybody, you have to know also what Toyelis means. You have to make sure that you're going with the Tanaim of the Chofetz Chaim and Toyelis. That's another shmuz, everybody say. You know, when we're talking about Shidduchim and how we're shmoozing about the Shidduchim, like we've spoken about in some of the Nativ shmoozes, and we have to speak about again, about how we're dealing with people's lives over here. And your business and your interactions are not relevant to anyone else in this yeshiva or on this planet. And if you say the wrong thing, you don't know the ramifications of what you could do. I'm being very serious, Rabbi Say. Ha-chayim ba-mavis biyad ha-loshon.
Hachayim v'amoves b'yad haloshen. I know people that were already destroyed because of the hangout in the dorm. Because of what people said and shidduchim that fell apart. And jobs that were lost. And people's futures that were destroyed. Hachayim v'amoves b'yad haloshen. It's not just a Chofetz Chaim video to watch on Tisha B'Av. It's a metzius. It's emes. What in the world is going on with this Pirkei Avos? Like, I got it. You don't want to say, like, you don't even know how to, like, divert it. You don't even know how to, like, be smooth, be suave. What a mother. I didn't ask about the mother. I asked about him. Somebody said, you'd rip up the resume in a second if you'd see this on a resume. Let's think about this. Mamish. It's a Pella de Gemishna. A Pella de Gemishna. I have a sefer over here from a massive Talmud Chacham. Baruch Hashem, I have a close relationship with over the years. Many, many different interactions with him. My father introduced me to him. A very big Talmud Chacham. He's alive today. He's living in your communities. He's a Rav in Lawrence. He's an Edim, son-in-law by the old Novinsky Rebbe. His name is Relisha Horowitz. So he has a Mayurdika Chiddush over here that he points out from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I'd like to share it with you. It's actually not here, but it's in Parshas Emor. The Torah tells us, we actually were just dealing with this in the Chabur in my shul in the Darim. I just gave share on this last week, that there are times that the Torah speaks about the fact that your Averis are going to be a bizayon to your mishpacha. In Parshas Emor, the Torah highlights this specifically. Ubas ish kohen es avia hi mechaleles ba'esh tisarif. When a girl who's a bas kohen is mezane, so the Torah says she gets a more chomer misa. Why? Because es avia hi mechaleles. Because she's being mechal, her husband is the kohen. He's a dignitary. He's a respected individual in Klal Yisrael, and she's being mechal. She's being mechal him. She's disgracing him. That's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Adafnin Beis, she gets a more chomer misa. Rashi quotes it over there in Parshas Emor. But what's interesting, and the Torah's Chaim in Sanhedrin points this out. Fascinating question. If you look a few blot earlier in the Gemara discusses what should a Bas Koyin's Misa be when she's Mechalel Shabbos. And the Gemara says she gets the same thing as everyone else. We don't change it. But we would have had a Hava Amina. We would have thought that what? Since Kohanim, Mishpachas Kohuna, has a lot more Isurim and a lot more restrictions, so maybe we would up the severity and the way we respond to her Chalal Shabbos above and beyond everyone else's. Kamash Malan that you don't. That's the Gemara says. So Frekta Torah Chaim, why don't you say the same Svara that you did when she was Mizana? Esavia, he Mechalelos. What do you need a new Svara of what? That maybe because Kohanim are different and Kohanim work in the Mikdash and they have all these other Isurim and they can't be Matama themselves and Shevet Kohuna has a different... Just a Pashat Sarev, Esavia, he Mechalelos. That's question number two. Rabbi say this issue is not just a question on the Gemara. This is something that comes up in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'maisa. A Kohen who doesn't act appropriately cannot even do his job, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, Bezman HaZeh, and he loses the ability to Oilo L'duchim. The person's not makbid about being Metame himself. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Nitba Lameh She'enu Mishiva Meisei, he's going to be Metame himself. He walks into a Beis HaKfar, he goes to every Levi, he's not careful about where he walks. Pasul Men HaDuchim. He's not allowed to go up to the Duchen. There's a lot of dinim, Rabbi said, that are relevant to Kohanim. You should think twice before you're Mezalzel and your friend that's a Kohen. We have any Kohanim here? The Kiddashta, Rabbi said. There's a mitzvah to be, maybe Aaron shouldn't really be getting our Svarim. We have to be mechabed him. We have to give him rishon. It's not just like the rules in the shul. It's actually dinim min ha-Torah. Zokta Rama, listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. A manifestation of the Gemara I just said. Yesh amrim demish yesh leibas sheinira la'akum. Say you have a girl, a guy, a kohen who has a daughter who just went off the derech and she became Christian. She became an oved avodah zara. Oy zinsa, ein mechayvin od lekadsho, ki avia hi mechalelas. The Ramah quotes from the Mordechai, and the Ramah says that if a girl is not behaving appropriately, she's mezana, or she goes off the derech and she's oved avodah zarah, so then also we don't have the same mitzvah of vikidashto to the koyin, because that's avia hi mechalos. So the Magen Avraham over here proves from that Gemara in Sanhedrin that he thinks it should be limited to znos, and it shouldn't apply to a girl who goes off the derech and goes and joins another religion and is Oved Avodah Zarah. That's the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Samach Beis in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. Rabbi say, what's the Nakud over here? Why would one be Mechalik? Why is the Gemara being Mechalik? What's the Pshat in the Magen Avraham? What's going on over here, and what in the world does this have anything to do with our Parsha? So Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to introduce you to a kliyukr in our parsha, but the truth is the words of the kliyukr are really coming from a very fundamental drashas haran that is found in our parsha. And it's yisoid ha-yisoidis for all of us within Shaduchim, but also outside of Shaduchim, as the Pnei Menachem extrapolated this for the fundamentals of Chinuch Habonim as well. There's a fundamental question, Rabbi Yisai. And with this, we'll answer all of our questions that we just asked. There's a fundamental question going on in this week's parasha that, you know, speaking about a father-in-law who's picky, I mean, you don't get more picky than Avraham Avinu. I mean, parashas HaShiduch, I'm sure you didn't get a WhatsApp about this. What in the world is with Avraham Avinu? You know? I want to ask the kashas. I want to learn the parasha like a mensch. What's going on over here? You're telling me I shouldn't be picky, Rabbi? You shouldn't tell me I should be open-minded? Look at Avraham Avinu. I want to know the exact block in Beverly Hills that you're going to go to in order to find me a shidduch. Don't tell me where to go. Don't tell me what to do. So, Avade, Rabbi Yisai, it's not such a kasha. Avraham Avinu wanted a good mishpacha. He wanted to make sure, listen, he had a boy with a resume, top of the line. Gadol Ador, he had cash, he had money, he had wealth. This guy is like, it's not Stam, but the Svarim's point is out that Chafetz Chaim speaks about this, that Yitzchak Avinu, pah! You can't get a boy like that. A resume like that, woo! That's unbelievable. But Rabbi Yisai, but what is with his, why is he being so restrictive? Why is he being so instructive to Eliezer about where he can go, why he could go Shvuas, Vashbiacha, Vashem Elekei Hashamayim, Elekei Haaretz, Asher Lo Yitzi Kach Yisho Livni Vibroiz Kachrani, Asher Anoichi Yoishiv Bekirbo, no one from here, no one from my hometown, relax, maybe there's a good girl over here. Why do you have to be so restrictive? Why can't you be more open-minded? Avraham Avinu, you're the biggest Makarif, you're the biggest person who brings everyone into your tent, so now when it comes to your Shaduchim, why are you being so restrictive? Why are you being so closed-minded? And then you tell him exactly where he has to go. So the Pashup Shat, like the Kliyakr says, is that Avraham Avinu saw certain qualities that he didn't want for his child. From the land that he was from, the Bnos, for Eretz Canaan, where he found himself. But Rabbi Yisai, that even begs the question stronger. So let's go back to Avraham Avinu's hometown. So let's analyze what Ur Kasdim is like. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lech Lecha Ela Oretz Asher Areka. Get out. Who remembers the shmooze that we had from Lablei Chasman, Rabbi Yisai? Cut the ties. Get out of that spot. You're not going to be able to grow if you stay in that location. And yet Avraham Avinu is saying, you have to go there. That's the place. Frech the Kliyokar. Why is Lavan Besua, why is that any better? These people are terrifying to learn from. You had to run away from them. His lashon is Omnom yesh chshosha acheres. This is in the Kli Yoker in pasuk Dalid, Parakov Dalid. Omnom in the middle of the Kli Yoker. Omnom yesh chshosha acheres v'ushet. Why aren't you concerned about Lavanu Psul? Imkein Mar Yarviach im Yisa Isha Mibnos Lavanu Psul. Just as you're concerned over there, you should be more concerned of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned you about. God told you, Lech Lecha, get out of there! And you're saying, B'davka there, what is this, a rebellion against the Rebbeinu Shalom? This is the anti-Lech Lecha, we're going back? That's the way we do Shaduchim? That's the Parsha Shaduchim? Don't WhatsApp that. What's going on over here? Wherever Rabbi say, listen to the Yisoid of the Drosh HaSaran. Listen to the Yisoid that the Kli Yoker points out, the same exact Yisoid. Imam almost says a verbatim. In our parsha, but it's, you should know it's the yisoid of the drashas harah. Just this week, I had a conversation with someone in the world of shidduchim, and I've had many of these conversations with people over time. And it's important that I say this to each and every one of you, Rabbi Yisrael. The Torah says, Lo yumsu avos al bonim. A child is not responsible for the decisions that a parent made in their lives. And this is very important, Rabbi Yisrael. Important for you to hear this loud and clear. Just like we spoke about that conversation that I had with that person that I made their shidduch, right? When I gave him a little bit of a chinuch in terms of the quality of individuals in certain yeshivas. The same thing is true, Rabbi Yisrael, over here as well. Lo yumsu avos al bonim is not just an instruction for Sanhedrin. It's an instruction for all of us in all of our communities. Everyone has their own mahalach, and everyone has their approach towards their Rabbeinu Shalom, and your approach and my approach are not necessarily going to be tali habah. And people make mistakes. But the child and the offspring could be a gewaldige, gewaldige girl, and the opposite, the gewaldige, gewaldige boy. Lavan and Besuel were horrible, horrible people. Were not people that I would want to be a chavrusa with. Were not people that I would want to be hanging around, to be honest. And that wasn't the plan. But listen to what the Drosh HaSaran says. A chakira, one of the most important nekudas that you're being mechalik with for your entire life, even outside the world of Shidduchim, Rabbi Yisrael. Their chatoim and the fact that they were off the derech was in the world of Seichel, the world of Yediyah. Averis ben Odom Lamokum. They were involved in Avodah Zarah, and this wasn't an atmosphere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said would lend itself to build the Jewish nation, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Lech Lecha, get out of here. 100%. There's a Sviva, there's an Avira. It's not conducive to Yiddishkeit. 100%. You got to be in the right Chevra, you got to be in the right Matzav, the right zone, and it's got to be growth oriented. But listen to what the Drosh HaSaran tells us. Such a type of slip-up, such a mahalach hachayim, is not something that gets passed down from generation to generation. Lo yumsu avul salbonim. Their averus are not necessarily the averus of the children. And every child has their own bechira, how they're going to develop their relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why Rabbi Yisai, he was just Nifter, Rabbi Eliach, who we just had, you know, one of my Mespalim is a Rebbe in Flatbush. We had a whole Shalosh Shuras dedicated to Rabbi Eliach, and I didn't know this. I was embarrassed that I didn't know this, but I always looked for this person, and he developed the Israel program. the schar that that man has in Shemayim, the amount of Yiddishkeit that's spread because of the head of Flatbush, Rav Eliach, is lo yeuman, is ein letar ve'ein l'shayer, kodesh hakadosh. What that person has under his belt in terms of Avodas Hashem, in terms of Yiddishkeit, and you see it. You see, Rabbi Yisai, families that are becoming, even the families, it's going the opposite direction, become frumer and gravitate to their Rabbi Yisai. I see it, yom v'yomo, I see it all the time. It's unbelievable. Everyone builds that path at the right time and has that opportunity to build that path. And they're not necessarily going to be affected by the path that their parents took. But listen to what the Drosh HaSaran says. Listen to what the Kli Yakar says. When is Teva Avos Nimshach Gam Lavonim? When are there things that I should focus on? And I should be concerned about, Rabbi Yisai? Things that might be passed down? Zedafka Bois and Averus Haboin Mipasachoimer Keachila Vizima Vikilos Vikino Vicholamidoi Saros Anislin Vachoimer. The Lashon of the Drosh HaSaran, if I remember correctly, I was looking for it today, I couldn't find it. Lashon of the Drosh HaSaran in Drush Chamishi, Kedai to take a look, Rabbi Yisai. The fifth Drosha of the Ran who explains our Parsha. He says there are Tchunas HaNefesh. There are characteristic traits, personality traits, the moods, you know, that type of tendencies. Those are passed down midor door. There's a genetic makeup. There's a DNA for those type of mahalachachayim. You could have a person who is golden in terms of their midas, yet they grew up in a kfira dikamatzif. They grew up in a place that was just off in terms of the ABCs, in terms of Ashkafi Yisrael, and in terms of a relationship with the Rabbi Nishma. Says the Drosh HaSaran, that's not an X. That's not a Nisht. That's not a Psul. That's not a Pgam. That's exactly what's going on in this week's Parsha, Rabbi Yisai. That's the Yisoid of Parsha's Chayisora. Midos Toivos, Tchunas HaNefesh, tendencies, characteristics, people who are Balei Chesed, which is all that Eliezer put all his money in. One basket. Midas, Midas, Midas. That's what I need to see. Everything else will come around. Moreover, Aboisai, that's also what you have to see personally on your own dates. Stop getting lost so much within the Aliyah, no Aliyah. Next thing before you even go on the date. So many categories and limitations and this and that. Go out on a date. Interact with each other. See the personality. I guarantee you what's going to be in 3 to 5 years from now is going to change everything for you. No matter how many flights you took. Not necessarily where you are, is where you're going to be. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has a plan. Focus on the interaction. Focus on the personality. And I'm speaking to Shadchanim, I'm speaking to the families, I'm speaking to all the conversations I've had with all the references that I get. Let them go out. See if it's a shidduch. It's not everything about everything that's on paper. It's not everything about where they've been or mistakes that people made. Allow the Rabbeinu Shalom to be Mezavik Zivugim. To do his Kriyas Yamsuf. Avraham Avinu went to the treif of the treif. To the place that the Rabbeinu Shalom says, get out of here! Lech, lecha! I can't have Yiddishkeit here! Can you imagine our Zaydeh Avraham Avinu? You know where he went? He went to Harlem to make a chiddush, shidduch. To the bodega. To the back room where they do all the stuff. A pillar! And he tells Eliezer, you better promise me you're going to go there. What is he, a crackhead? What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? What's with this parsha? How do you ever learn this parsha? You slept, Judah, you lost sleep with a Rukhana last night? I lose sleep with the parsha. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, we see a Mayredik Yisai over here. Avraham Avinu says, I need one thing to build the Jewish nation. I need a certain character. I need a certain personality. And the Drosh HaSaran doesn't tell us which personality trait he was seeking after. That's for another shmuz, Rabbi Yisai. I can't do all that. I spoke about that, I think, I think in the Beis Medrash years ago. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. Avraham Avinu said, there's a certain tchunas hanefesh that I need. There's a certain DNA, there's a certain personality. I could look aside everything else. I can turn the other way for everything else. He's not a crackhead. He's a goyin ha-goyin. And he knew exactly what to teach us for generations to come. Leida is what creates midas. Leida is what creates midas. Connection to the Father is when it's a zilzal and a chilul in a certain personality, in taivas, in certain interactions, and the way you go about the world is not hashkafa, and is not belief, and is not emunah. When does the Bas Koyein get killed? Ki avi ahi mechalela zok de Magen Avram, zok de Gemara in Sanhedrin to answer the Torah's Chaim's Kasha that the Beichia says so brilliantly. By a balas taive, a mezane, a woman who can't control herself, who can't control her taivas, such a tchunas hanefesh, that's a person that's being mechal, that comes from the Father. That's a direct outcome of such a person. That's Mikidashto, who loses his kedusha. Zokta Mogen Avram. You want to talk about Avodah Zarah? A girl that goes off the path, she has different beliefs. That didn't come from the Father. That's not the tchunas hanefesh, that's her deis, that's her bechira. That's not going to lose Vikidashto Zokta Mogen Avram. Paskin din Allah. And where do we get this from? The exact chat that the Gemara in Sanhedrin said. You're not going to talk about Esaviyah Himechalelas, the fact that there's a connection to the Father when it comes to Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is about me and the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's about my deis. It's about my seicha. It's about my ashkof. I'm an independent entity when it comes to that. Everyone's got free choice. Everyone's got Bechir Chavshis, Rabbi said. Everyone's got to make those decisions. Everyone's got that opportunity to become from. To get back on track. And nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Not who you are, not where you're from, not your yichus, nothing. And I have my Zeda Avraham Avinu to prove it. This Yisoid is in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This Yisoid is in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim. This Yisoid is in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He wasn't forgetting his Maila, Zokta Ra'av. He wasn't ignoring the Maila of who? Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua is the most unbelievable Baal Midas Toivis, Zokta Ra'av. Why? Ashrei Yeladto. Because of that woman that delivered him. Now we understand the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Now we were miyashav all our kashas, Rabbi Yisai. Not everything is dependent on other people. Certain things are in our DNA. And if you have certain tendencies, they can be worked with. Like the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you have a tendency to be of the mazel of dam, the mazel of blood. So the Gemara says, become a moil. Become a surgeon. The Gemara talks about this. That's why I once heard from the Talmud Rebbe, why did Avraham Avinu instruct Yishmael to go get the busser and to go get for the malachim, to go be involved in all these things? Because that was what his tchunas hanefesh was. Okay, so we got to train, we got to understand. Not everyone is the same, and people need to follow what works and what works. And not everyone is a match for everyone. But Rabbi Yisai, we need to remember where all this comes from. From a Shidduchot Avraham Avinu. That he did things that we would think are shocking. Because he taught us this Yisoid. He taught us this Yisoid of what carries down from generation to generation and what doesn't. And therefore we have to make sure that we don't get it carried away in our research and in our approach to Shidduch and Rabbi Yisai. And give everyone a chance when it's appropriate. But Rabbi Yisai, the Pnei Menachem said that this is true also. This is true also when it comes to Chinuch Habanim. It's true when it comes to Chinuch Habanim, we're lax. You're not really chayav in mitzvahs. You're not really responsible. You don't have any einshin. We could be mekel. But said the Pnei Menachem, but midas? But on Hagis, what it means to be menschlich, how you're supposed to look around you, interact with the people, midas, that's already at a young age. That doesn't follow the same rules as hashkafas and as avodas Hashem that you might be putter for. The pgam that a child can get at a young age from midas ros is something that we need to dedicate ourselves for. We need to focus on. And doesn't follow necessarily the same rules. Just like the Justice Aaron is saying, Avraham Avinu said, I could ignore this and I can go with this. So too with our chinuch. We need to put midas on the radar. We need to put midas on the radar. And we shouldn't now say, oh, I know what the argument is, but if I come from a bad family, bad midas, so there's nothing to do. No. But Shalom gives you the ability to work on it. You might be, right now, not necessarily, you know, interacting in the most halig way, but it's not necessarily because you can't. You're all by shonim, rachmonim, goyim lechasodim, the Gemara says, that's what a simon of a Jew is. Just we don't exercise that always enough. And we get lost in the lumdus. We get lost in the rabbochonims. We get lost in the rambans and kunchus didiagarami, and we forget that we need these parshios before we can even get to a maim at Har Sinai. We need midas toivis. We need that even from a young age, like the Pnei Menachem is saying, of the level of chinuch, to be mechanech them in midas, to be mechanech them, and to make sure to put that on the radar of our children and our families is a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satayra. But sometimes in the Olam HaYeshivas, and sometimes as we grow older, midas becomes like, yeah, it's on the parsha sheet for my third-year-old daughter. But like once you become like a guy who can say a vart or like can learn real things, I mean, this is like not a why. What the Torah didn't change. Avraham Avinu didn't change. The Yisaitis didn't change. This is what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to exercise. This is what Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to focus on. This is what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to search for. And to be on our radar, Rabbi Yisai. You can't have one without the other. And you need to make sure that you're focusing in the right way, with the right accent, with the right stress, both in the world of Shidduchim, but also in the world of our own personal Avodas Hashem, even if we're not involved in Shidduchim. Even if we're involved in Chinuch Habanim, our children. We can't neglect that. We need to remember that. So there are many different facets to this yisoid of what the Rishonim are teaching us. From this Parshas HaShidduchim, which is not only about Parshas HaShidduchim. It's Hashkofa about what a Yid is. And what a Yid has to make sure that he inculcates and that he includes and that he keeps his eye on. And what he exercises and what he works on. And what he doesn't neglect. And how he judges other people. About where they come from and what they're about. And what emphasis do we put on A or on B, on one or the other. And how do we select? And how do we make sure that we don't hurt people that could be so halig just because of their yichus, or just because of where they came, or just because of mistakes of a door prior? Avraham Avinu is teaching us a lesson. Avraham Avinu is teaching us a lesson for the future of Klal Yisrael. We're not just about a shidduch resume, not just about the pursuit of shidduchim. About what we're supposed to focus on, how we're supposed to value certain things that often get neglected, Rabbi Yisai. And I'm speaking to myself, because specifically in the Beis Medrash and in the world of Torah, we can get lost. And it's expected on us for us to realize these Yisaitis that the Rishonim are clarifying. Ask the question at the table. What in the world is with this Shvu of Avraham Avinu? Think about it. What's he trying to teach me? He's trying to teach me a Yisait. Trying to teach me a yesod on what it means to be a mensch, what it means to carry on the Jewish nation, the Jewish legacy from Avraham Avinu. About what it means to be the full package. Nemirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai. We'll follow in the footsteps of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ashrei Yeladito. Nemirtz Hashem. We should be zoiche to refine ourselves. And Nemirtz Hashem, that'll carry on in our DNA. Midas Tovis, that'll be passed on to the next generation. It will also be appropriate in our pursuits towards building that legacy and the Jewish destiny in the future, to make the right decisions, to make right hasharas, and understand that there could be precious gems in places that you don't necessarily think that they will be found. A gem, Rabbi Yisai, comes from the dirt. A diamond comes from decomposition in the dirtiest places, but it withholds itself. It stands there, it preserves itself, and then it comes out to be worth millions. Marav Rabbi Yisai, each and every one of you, no matter where you're from, no matter where the source is not necessarily going to apostle you. And though that applies to your friends, your chaverim, your communities. Everybody has a chance. Everybody can make that right decision. Everybody can get on that plane like Rav Eliyach set up to get into Eretz Yisrael and to get into that mode. And you could still start flying even in here, Rabbi Yisai. You could still start making those right decisions. That's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants you to do every day. Start the day Moida Ani and make those decisions for yourself. Moida Ani. Not Moida Anachnu, Moida Ani. I'm talking on behalf of myself. I'm making my own decisions. I'm making my own bechiras of who I want to be, who I want to become. And I control that, Rabbi Yisai. No one else controls that. My kesher with the Rabbanu Shalom is mine and only mine. I don't even control that, Rabbi Yisai. And I'm pretty controlling. Rabbi Yisai, come on. Let's do it. Let's follow Avram Avinu's footsteps. Let's make those right decisions. And Amir Tzah Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, will bring Nachas Ruach to the Eibishter, to our families, Amir Tzah Hashem. And we should be Marba Peiris in Klal Yisrael, B'mheira B'yamein.